Great to welcome on and say good morning to Sheriff Benny Martinez. Brooks County, Texas, which is situated just due north of McAllen, Texas, along one of the main smuggling routes for criminal cartels. And we are happy to welcome him on. Sheriff, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks
for
having me.
You are called the Undertaker Sheriff.
Yes.
That is your nickname. Please explain how you earned that nickname.
Well, you know, I've been keeping tallies of all the bodies we've recovered in the brush. And from 2009 to current, we're over 900.
In just your county?
In just Brooks County alone. And that's the actual numbers that we actually find, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're probably missing 5 to 10 on top of the 900, so you just kind of do the math there, and now there's a lot more bodies out there that haven't been recovered or that won't be recovered.
Wow. So to give people a little perspective, as we were talking off the air here, Brooks County is about 90% Hispanic. It is one of the poorer counties in the state of Texas. It is a rural county, only about 7,500 people, and these are counties that I would say many in our political sphere don't think about in terms of the impact of what is happening on the border can have on your county. So what is it? What makes Brooks County such a hot spot down there?
Well, like I mentioned, we're a small county in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Simply because the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
That corridor means a lot to the criminal element, to the cartels and transnational gang members. Because it's one of the corridors that they utilize to move the product, whether it be narcotics, marijuana, fentanyl, cocaine, heroin, or people.
Yeah.
In this case, people, right? So, and at times they either drive the people through private ranch lands, which they use their bolt cutters to cut the locks, and they'll drive right through, okay? Or they'll walk in through the brush. And after the walk or during the walk, they get hurt, they get injured, they get left behind, and they're on their own. They don't know which way is north or anything like that. So they're succumbed by the elements.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our cases, heat.
Heat,
you know, our heat index is hot. I'm wrestling about 110 at times.
Wow.
And during the cold spells, you know, we've had up to 5 bodies all gathered together, and we recovered all of them at one time. They just all huddled up together. It was a cold night, and they just all died.
Wow.
So little issues like that we go through on a constant basis, especially with the bodies, you know, 78 for the year from January to now. We pretty much lead the Southwest Corridor in human recoveries.
The drug element to this, how much more of that are you noticing? We just talked with Sheriff Donahue up in Idaho about, how the drugs are infiltrating communities all over the country, ours in Kansas City. How has that changed?
You know, it hasn't changed a lot. It's just the fact now that the change now is the fact that Border Patrol, like those assigned to the checkpoint, they're being utilized to process.
Okay.
So that takes away the manpower, the resources from the actual area of responsibility and the actual work they're supposed to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves things wide open as you do the river, right? It's wide open.
Yeah.
This is why a lot of these chairpersons that on committees are saying, well, most of the dope is being secured at the port of entry. Well, yes, because that's the data you're gathering.
Yeah.
You're not gathering the data that's out between the port of entries because there's no one there to gather the area. There's no law enforcement presence. So who's going to? It's not like if the cartel is going to tell you, hey, I just crossed over 500 kilos
of
fentanyl. Okay.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. So there's no data there. So they're saying, no, the border's secure and all the dope, all the narcotics is coming to the port of entry. Hello. There's no one taking care of the river, right?
Correct.
Because they're processing.
Yeah.
And that's the mentality that we have now in this administration, that everything is secure. And it's not. It's open borders.
Mm-hmm. How has your community reacted from the standpoint of politically speaking? We talked before we got on air. Myra Flores is now the congresswoman for your district. I think that's the first Republican to win that district in 100 years. So it's a 90% Hispanic district. How are things changing on that front for your rural, heavily Hispanic community?
Well, I know she does have she's been very, very aggressive. Right.
Yes.
And I think she's got some real strong points. I believe that she will win that district, but she does have an incumbent that she's facing. It's going to be on how the population comes out and votes.
Yeah.
I think she's a female, Hispanic, and she knows the issues very well. And I'm hoping that she does well.
Do you feel like the Hispanic American community, just in general, down in your part of the world in South Texas, is I feel like they're conservative in nature, but maybe they haven't always voted sometimes that way. How is that changing?
I think a lot of it has to do with occurring right now, with the narrative that they're seeing.
Yeah.
Okay, because a lot of them came that are here. Or that became citizens, they went through the process.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to compare that to what's occurring now, where you just show up and here we go, you know, a magical swan. You're in. You're good.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it's bothersome for them, and they know that.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to get out and do their part. And I think they know that that's the only part to do, which is vote.
Yeah.
You know, and that would get things in order.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we just need to deal with the narrative and get through it.
Yeah. Well, Sheriff, it is so great to have you here. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story with Kansas City. We're grateful for your time, and we'll be in touch, because it seems like you've got plenty on your hands down there in Brooks County, Texas.
Sure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
You bet. That is Benny Martinez on KCMO Talk Radio. Great to have him on with us.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.